have we followed. Cunningly Devised Fables, Chapter 2. The Significance of the Daily, H. A. Tamid. Since the Maccabees, Jewish, Catholic, and Protestant view is continual priestly ministry in the Lord's sanctuary, crucial to identifying Antiochus Epiphanes as the little horn, if early Adventists had so understood it, would have forced them to recognize Antiochus as its primary fulfillment. Number 1844, Midnight Cry, movement could then have developed. Miller's wholly fresh approach to the daily, locked in the 2,300 days as years, and led to establishing the 1844 terminus. Miller and 1844 participants virtually unanimous in seeing the daily as paganism supplanted by the papacy. Unusual view captured attention. Ellen White endorsed it. EW 74, 75 is a clear statement. See Appendix A. After the great disappointment, this view pivotal in holding early Adventists from renouncing their faith in the 1844 movement. Seventh-day Adventists continued unanimous in this view. But since the early 1900s, camarades, new view has captured nearly all Seventh-day Adventists. It holds. The daily is the ministry of the antitypical high priest, taken away by the papacy. Identical to the Antiochus Epiphanes view in principle, so that it sees an antitypical fulfillment in the papacy, whereas Antiochus logically must constitute the typical fulfillment. Thus, impossible to exclude Antiochus consistently. He has to be considered the primary fulfillment which the Holy Spirit intended. Reason and logic then make it easy to see him as the exclusive application. This is John F. Walvoord's strong contention, Daniel, The Key to Prophetic Revelation, pages 184 FF, Dallas Theological Seminary. The Qumrani view becomes captive to the Seventh-day Adventist type/antitype principle. Seen in this light, the present anti-sanctuary agitation becomes natural outgrowth of the new view adopted a century ago. Justifies in principle the anti-Adventism which has existed from Miller's 1844 era. If the papacy truly took away Christ's high priestly ministry, Antiochus must logically be the first or primary application of the prophecy. This was Desmond Ford's position clearly, even boldly, stated in his master's thesis at Andrews University before the beginning of his meteoric Seventh-day Adventist career.